Well, joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Senator Todd Young, Republican from Indiana. And first of all, Senator Young, want to talk about a number of different policies and things that are impacting not only Hoosier farmers, but ag businesses here across the Hoosier state. First of all, want to talk about Mexico's ongoing GMO corn ban. It's been an ongoing issue since late December 31st, 2020, when Mexico's President Obrador said, we're banning GMO corn imports from the U.S. And then that was since revised to banning GMO corn for human consumption. I know that Mexico is having their own election later this summer to elect a new president for their country, but wanted to get your thoughts on the ongoing GMO corn ban out of Mexico and the feedback that you've received from Hoosiers.
Well, CJ, as you might expect, this ban is ill-advised. It's illegal. It's inconsistent with our desire to serve our own constituents and see that those in Mexico and Canada and beyond are well served by their leadership. It doesn't adhere to globally recognized scientific standards. It's a breach of the USMCA free trade agreement. It's detrimental to food security in Mexico in particular, but more broadly, within the United States and our food systems. It hurts agricultural sustainability. It will stifle future ag tech innovations. But aside from that, CJ, I think it's okay. You might expect that I have heard quite a lot from our pro-science ag producers in the state of Indiana and a number of stakeholders who depend on the important food and fiber that they produce, the economic growth that they spin off for our rural communities, and those stakeholders don't like it, just as I do not. So what I've attempted to do here in Washington is just not lament the circumstances, but push back and encourage our administration to engage on this issue with the government of Mexico. I led a bipartisan letter with a number of my colleagues to the U.S. Trade Representative and the U.S. Department of Agriculture, expressing our bipartisan concern over Mexico's efforts to implement this ban. I pressured the Biden administration to consider all options that might be available in an effort to hold Mexico to their trade commitments. And as we look to the Farm Bill this year, I think it's really important, and I made this clear as well to my colleagues and other stakeholders, that we reauthorize the Biotechnology and Agricultural Trade Program, which, of course, would provide the Foreign Agriculture Service the authority to educate leaders in countries like Mexico about genetically engineered products and how we can deal with compliance issues.
Chatting with Senator Todd Young here on Hoosier Ag Today, and you mentioned the Farm Bill, which was set to expire at the end of September last year, Congress voting to extend it to September 30th of this year. Your Senate cohort, Mike Braun, he serves on the Senate Ag Committee. Another fellow Hoosier, Jim Baird, serves on the House Ag Committee. Have you had conversations with both Senator Braun and Congressman Baird about the Farm Bill, and what other feedback have you received from Hoosier farmers about what's necessary for the next Farm Bill?
I have indeed. I, of course, have been connecting broadly and deeply with colleagues here in Congress about a range of ag-related issues, emphasizing my priorities for this coming ag bill. Among those priorities, it won't surprise any of your ag stakeholders to know that market access is a top priority. We have to, as with any business, continue to keep growing if we intend to thrive and survive in the future. We want to promote Indiana and America-specific ag products, those products that we grow and cultivate, and want to continue to make sure that foreign markets receive them with open arms. We want to preserve our crop insurance, which is essential to the business model of modern ag operations. Want to create no uncertainty about the continued viability and sustainability of that program. And then the last priority is we want to make sure that our producers have access to the best voluntary conservation and new technology programs that our government, working with other stakeholders, has to offer. So those priorities were established in consultation with Hoosiers, individual farmers, rural stakeholders, and members of our great Farm Bureau, Soybean Alliance, corn growers, turkey farmers, and others. And we'll continue to work with them moving forward. Senator Braun and I have been locked hip to hip as it relates to this priority of the farm bill. We brought in Senator Bozeman last summer to visit with a bunch of farmers, and we'll continue to do things like that to make sure we get this right.
My final question to you, Senator Young, here recently, both the House and Senate approving a continuing resolution to extend funding for the federal government through at least March 1st or March the 8th. And it seems like every 6 to 8 weeks, Congress is kicking that proverbial can down the road further and further. And is there a possibility that Congress can come up with some sort of long-term spending plan so that every 6 to 8 weeks, we're not having to hear about the possibility of a government shutdown?
Well, I sure hope so. Folks send us up here to do long-range planning. I sort of think about my job as being on the board of directors of the largest enterprise in the country, perhaps in the world. That's, our U.S. government. And the only way to do that responsibly is to establish priorities through a budget-making process and then pass individual spending bills or appropriations bills consistent with that budgeting process, much like businesses do. Unfortunately, there's been dysfunction on the right and on the left in recent years, something I've been very vocal about. And until we can fix that systemic problem, folks want us to keep the government understandably open and functioning. And we'll have to pass a short-term so-called CR, continuing resolution. So I think that probably will be necessary, but rest assured, I'm pushing for the broader structural changes that will preclude the need to pass CRs in the future.
Once again, U.S. Senator Todd Young from Indiana. And Senator Young, thank you so much for joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today.
Thanks for having me on, CJ. All the best.